This is CNBC-TV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome. This is the CNBC-TV18 podcast brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange. I am Agam Vakil. Well, we start off with strong global cues. The Dow is up 274 points overnight and the Nasdaq advances for the third straight day, even as oil cools off with Brent crude slipping below the mark of $89 a barrel. We've seen strong earnings from Google parent Alphabet, and it's also announced a 20-to-1 stock split, which has pushed the Nasdaq forward. As far as our own markets go, we've seen the Nifty up as much as 1% post the union budget, and foreign selling has reduced substantially. In fact, FIIs have seen a marginal 22 crores selling yesterday, and DIIs, of course, bought a little less than 1,600 crores on a net basis. In terms of the key takeaways from the union budget, well, it was a rather growth-oriented budget, and one of the biggest highlights was the capex was hiked by as much as 35% year-on-year to 7.5 lakh crores, and that's a big positive. On the other hand, well, the virtual digital assets will be taxed as much as 30%. We're also expecting the LIC IPO soon, and the disinvestment target has been set at a modest 65,000 crores in FY23. Moreover, in terms of events to watch now, all eyes will be on the RBI policy on February 9th, with HSBC forecasting a 20 basis points rate hike on the 9th February RBI meeting. Well, that is all we are watching out for in today's Day of Trade. This is Agam Vakil signing off from CNBC TV 18 podcast. Have a great day.